What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Postcast. K-State Baseball right here on the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State here. Jumping in right on into it. Start of the opening homestand for K-State Baseball began finally yesterday afternoon in a 4-1 victory over Army here in Manhattan, Kansas at Toyn Family Stadium. Thanks to a couple of solo home runs by Orlando Salinas Jr. and the senior Roberto Pena, there as they it looked like early on there, I was like, here we go. But Army coming here to Manhattan, 4-2. We talked about it, and one of two weekly editions that have come out this week, episode 147 and episode 148 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board, first off. And make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State related. And check, give those a listen this week. How you got plenty to listen to here this week, this weekend. In between K-State baseball, K-State basketball, men's and women's season finales. As I'm sitting recording this here, today on a Saturday morning, March 4th, and yes, it is. it was quite talked about. Quite the topic in our Ryan group session this morning. Fake Patty's Day here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, if you're like myself, you want to avoid Aggieville as much as possible here today. But anyways, if you're going, and second of all though, if you're going to game two of the homestand, that's also a good thing as well. Because K-State will be playing Stonehill, not Army. They're going to be playing Stonehill later on today, I believe at around noon. And then, of course, they're back against Army again tomorrow, and then again Stonehill on Monday. So yes, like I've been saying the last several weekly editions up at the Pro Project Podcast, it's weird how they laid it out. They might as well just say, hey, look, we'll just do one off and then come back later to it, right? But I don't make the schedule there as well. But more importantly, let's get back to something more important, right? K-State, more importantly, Bryce snapped a 5-game losing streak. So you have to come into this homestand thinking you have to start racking up some wins there. And obviously, definitely not throwing up the red flag just yet. It's a little bit early for that, but K-State needed some confidence boost after in the middle of that 5-game losing streak. Losing, I think, 2-1-run defeats, suffering those. So that can be very devastating for a baseball team. But to see them bounce back there and respond like he did against Army was huge as they dropped Army to 4-3 on the year here. Let's see. I know for a fact. Let's see if I can screw it for a picture. All right, so let's start through the box score here, folks. This is the Postcast edition, K-State Baseball getting back in the win column yesterday afternoon, beating Army 4-1. K-State 4 runs, all of them were earned on 6 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. And that's the storyline I want to point out to you. The fact that the most important part, no errors. We have seen it time and time again that every time K-State makes a mistake in the field, it's come back to bite on the butt. And that's big right there. No errors, especially in the college game there as well. That's huge for that. Back to Orlando Salinas. He was perfect from the plate. 2-for-2, of course, connected with a home run there during this ball game. Pena also drove in another run this ball game as well. The K-State pitching staff, as a total, allowed Army 1 run, struck out 11, 5 walks, and 2 hits batsmen in this game. And going back here, K-State, 4th straight home opening victory, and now they're 9-1 in the last 10 seasons there at Toyn Family Stadium as well here. And a winning pitcher here was, I don't have his first name. For whatever reason, I might have to go to the box score here and look that up. Yeah, before we close the page here on that. Let's see, where can... All right, so Owen Bromma, right? And I'm sorry I butchered your last name. I apologize for that. But he did get the win there. Owen Bromma, 6 innings of 1-run ball, 3 hits, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts, 7 strikeouts. And then, of course, Ty Rule picks up the save. He pitched the rest of the game, only allowing 2 hits, no runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts right there as well. Owen Bromma gets his first win of the year, dropping Tyler Gresham, Tanner Gresham, his first loss for Army of the season as well. And Rule picks up his first save of the K-State season. So next up, like I talked about already, this is going to go up in a bit ahead of the second game in the homestand here. Gets winless Stonehill for K-State baseball next for Pete Hughes and company there as well. So in as a Cornish right now, it's been raining. Did not see that, and I'll be honest, did not see this on the news last night. So that rain can sneak up on you, and we definitely had some of that. It was light rain during the second half of my run anyways there as well. So raining on, it's not going to stop the students. we're going to be celebrating their usual fake Paddy's Day, but again, if you're like a normal adult like myself that live away from Aggieville, you want to stay away from there as possible. Of course, Toyota Family Stadium is not too far away from Aggieville as well, but if you're going to the game, that's one way to do it as well. But yes, fake Paddy's Day and St. Patrick's Day is in 2 weeks, so that's the real holiday right there, folks. I've never heard of fake Paddy's Day. I'm surprised we didn't talk about it in the weekly edition. Now as I'm sitting here talking about the postcast of all things there, but serious business for K-State baseball. They win 4-1 to kick off a huge homestand, really, for them moving forward as we get going and deeper, a little bit deeper into the baseball season. The Pro Project Podcast, again, appreciate y'all. Again, feel free to leave a rating and a review. That will help us out tremendously. And, of course, no one star. We're going to allow 4 or 5 stars on. That's going to only help us, help our podcast between me and Alex Aiden continue to grow this thing out like it has been, especially the last, year and a half for this thing. We've seen it really take off as well. So it's big thanks to you guys, K-State Nation out there. That's going to do it on another postcast edition. K-State now back to .500.